Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Snitaker, the new executive vice president with Bob's Carpet and Flooring based in Tampa Bay. Dave, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Good to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you. This is your first day in this new job, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's run through a little bit of history real quick. You've been the division merchandise manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart, had a career there for 25 years. So this is a big career change for you, isn't it?
It's a huge change for us, but I think it's a good one for me and for our family. It's a beautiful area, and it's an exciting challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've been living in Omaha, and you know, you're married with Becky there, and I guess you're going to leave Becky there with the old house and get settled in this new job, wait till the house sells, and then she's going to move down. And where will you all settle? Will you be in the Tampa Bay area, or where will you live?
We will. We'll live here in the Tampa area as soon as we can find a place. We've started to look, and we've got our house listed, so as soon as it sells, we'll be moving on.
Okay, all right. Well, first, let me ask you about Nebraska Furniture Mart. They're actually having a good year this year, right?
They are. They're having a great year. They've got really strong leadership. Dave Chambers is the new director there. He'll do a fantastic job, and we've got seasoned buyers there, so they'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
They won't miss a beat.
You were telling me that your growth over last year was almost double digit. That's fantastic. So what do you attribute that to?
Well, they're really strong and aggressive at advertising right now. They've got a lot of product to sell, and they do a good job at that.
And the mix, I think last time you and I talked, that carpet was doing pretty well there, right?
Carpet's probably still, well, I don't think it's leading the pack, but it's right up there. It's had a good year.
Okay. Well, let's shift to Bob's, your new focus as of today. Like I said, 16-store independent retail flooring chain all down in Florida. It's family-owned, started by Bob Butler back in, what, 1969 or so, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think next year is the 50th anniversary.
Okay. I know, well, Ed Keller worked there for a while. How's their business doing?
I think they're running right at flat. You know, they're coming into the strong season for them. Summer is always the slower month.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're geared up and ready for a good run.
Tell us a little bit more about Bob's business. I mean, I was looking at the website. It looks like they sell branded goods, right?
They're starting to branded goods. They're heavy into the carpet mix right now, and they're trying to make a shift into more hard surfaces.
More of their sales is in carpet. I know this is the first day at work, but do you see any areas that you're going to focus on first as you step into this role?
No, really. It's about learning the stores, learning their individuality, and trying to make sure that we fit what the customer is looking for in each of the areas.
Yeah. Well, why'd you make this career change at this stage in your life?
I just was ready for a new challenge. It was time. I left them in really, really good hands. They'll be strong there. And I've looked them to do something different.
Yeah. And it'll be different, too, to work for a family-run company, right?
Well, technically, yes and no. Blumpkin family has started the Nebraska Furniture Mart and still run the company, so...
Okay.
In some ways, it's the same.
Even though Berkshire Hathaway owns Nebraska Furniture Mart, it's still run like a family company.
It really is, yes.
And most people know we do interviews, you and I, because you're also president of the NFA, and you're actually kind of winding down on that. Is that ends sometime this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I go through the end of this year. In November, we'll have the elections for the new office.
They're going to meet in Napa Valley this fall, right?
Right. First part of November, like the first weekend of November, is the NFA meeting there in Napa.
Mm-hmm. Another topic that's of interest lately are the potential for floor covering to be tariffed coming out of China. What's your take on that?
I still think it's a wait-and-see thing. I'm not positive it's going to hold or it's going to stick. Everybody's really nervous about it, and it will change the dynamic, but I'm not positive that we're going to be able to make that one stick.
When you say make it stick, you don't think it'll go through?
I'm hearing rumors that it might not go through, and everybody's still kind of it's a wait-and-see mentality.
Yeah, there's a lot of hearings up in Washington. Seems to be, by the line of questioning, you can tell that the panel is interested in if there's enough capacity in vinyl flooring if they were to put a tax on that.
Right.
Do you have a feel whether or not the domestic suppliers would be able to catch the demand?
There's not a chance that they could catch the demand at this point. There would have to be a lot of reorganizing and remerchandising.
All right. So it's early in the morning on a Monday morning. You're starting your new job. Good luck. And thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Dave Snitaker, the new executive VP with Bob's Carpet and Flooring based in Tampa Bay. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.